Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially after the team being eliminated, to get the game that you got and the win that you got, I would imagine you're pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, under the circumstances, knowing they're fighting for their life, obviously very experienced team, a lot of pride over there, a lot of fight over there. That was a very challenging first period. I thought our guys were excellent in defending, and then we had a. Thought our second period was great, but there's no doubt we had to dial in today. And credit to our guys, they did, and kind of took. It wasn't until the second that we got to our game when we did. That was, I think, we just gave up two chances in the second, and it was us turning pucks over in the neutral zone, and both of them are doing. So I liked the fight through the start. I liked the fight to finish, and the middle period was a real good one.
They seem very focused on defending, probably because the way the last game went between you guys. How did you eventually break through what they were doing?
Well, we didn't break ourselves. I think that's number one, and number one key. We stayed with it. Again, we had to defend hard in the first. We did that, and we didn't give them anything easy in return, and that allowed us to eventually get to the pace that we felt. And it's, as you mentioned, we just beat them a week ago, and it's not easy. They're going to come in here with a different whatever game plan, strategy, focus, any of that or all. And I thought our guys handled it very well, as I said, from a competitive level, and then from the level that we minimized mistakes. Defended hard, minimized mistakes until we could get to our game. And like I said, it wasn't until the second period you saw our pace, and I thought that was a different situation at that point.
Does it mean something for Zach Benson, 18-year-old Zach Benson, to get into double figures in goals in his first year? Does that mean something?
Well, I'm sure it does, yeah. And personally, when I see it, it's nice to see. A guy gets into double digits and you factor in his age. And, no way, shape, or form did we think he would be on our roster before training camp started when we drafted him last June. You just don't think a kid that age can do it. But he has been impressive from day one of training camp. And, that was a big goal tonight, real big goal in an area that's a gritty, tough area. Front of the net, he found his way there, and he's proven that he's belonged here this year.
Jack Skoll illustrated to you, obviously moved with authority, very confident. I guess what did you see?
What I saw was on the entry play. That it was one of those plays where you just know on the entry, the kick out drive, Clifton, very patient, carrying it through neutral ice and push the D back. And the way that entry happened, you knew there was going to be time for Quinn to corral a puck. And by virtue of that, it's one of those plays where on the bench, he is going to score. He is going to have too much time and space to prep a puck. And if you allow almost anybody in this league that much time, and I shouldn't say allow, Clifton created that much time and space for Quinn to corral that puck, and it's a tough spot for a goalie to be in. These guys can pick you apart from that range, that close with that much time, and you just knew Jack was going to find the net on that one.
A lot of questions the last 2 years about playing at home. A lot of these guys certainly will be back next year. What do they take from finishing 9-3 at home? Putting a stretch like that together haven't really seen.
Well, you know, that's an absolute positive that you finish with that record at home, and they know it. Henry Yokoharu just handed the sword for the player of the game in that locker room, and he said very little, but he did reference the fact that it was big to win at home, and we need to do that next season. So clearly that locker room is very well aware of that.
When it comes to bets, and you know, sometimes you wonder with somebody that age if they'll hit that rookie wall, but what do you make of the way that he seemed like he got more productive as the season went along and just kept elevating?
Yeah, I mean, that in itself is very, very impressive, because every player hits a wall at some point during the year. It's just such it's a marathon, it's a battle, and you're banged up, and you know, you fall out of rhythm, fall out of sync, and he did. There was a couple spells in there that, you know, he didn't look like himself, and your mind goes, you know, thinks about, oh, geez, he's a young guy, he hasn't played, you know, he's never played at this level. You know, is he going to pull out of it? But his, you know, his character, habits, traits, love of the game, all that, and his, you know, his intelligence. He pulled out of it, and, you know, he's finishing and been finishing strong here.
Before that, you like to see aggressive emotions out of the guys when it counts. Just the way the game ended, to see Greenway and Page fighting for what was on the ice, what does that tell you about their passion in the game, even after elimination, but still what's on the
ice? Yeah, I had every guy, all five guys. It was, that's what I liked, all five guys. And I think it was Thompson that took a hit that was, you know, it was extra. Late. It was a late game hit. When basically the game was over, and it was Dulles that came in on that, and that's when everything started. But I, you know, love the fact that that, you know, all five of those guys were involved very quick, decisively, and loved it. Loved everything about it.
I know the focus is always on this team and getting the best out of this team. Is there anything extra you can take out of it, of making the playoff run a lot more difficult for an opponent?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to focus on your team. I wouldn't dare go there. I guess I don't even, like, you're a hockey player. You should want to win in your own backyard against your brother. Is the way I look at it, and you know, that's how I want our team to play. You know, just win, just compete. Like I said, that's why I like to compete at the end of the game. So that's good enough for me, man. That's win the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.